Life is uncertain. Eat dessert first.
You're listening to Bite on This, an A to Z food podcast produced by the Better India. I'm Shruti Singhal. When life gives you lemons, you've heard different renditions of this proverb, telling you how to make the most of a bad situation, make lemonade, or even grow a lemon orchard. In today's episode of Bite on This, we'll hear about these and some less known uses of lemons.
कोई बहुत बड़ा रॉकेट साइंस नहीं है, कोई भी इंसान कर सकता है, थोड़ा सा समय देना पड़ता है।
Farming is not rocket science. Anyone can do it. You just have to begin. With time, you will notice that even your kids enjoy this work. Being in the field will keep them connected with nature, enable them to look at things more closely, and help them realize the importance of hard work. That food does not appear from thin air.
उन्हें ये भी पता चलेगा कि कुछ मेहनत भी करनी होती है, अन्न ऐसे ही नहीं उगाया जाता है, तो काफी सारी जानकारी भी मिलती है और एक बच्चों में मतलब शौक भी पूरा होता है।
That's Abhishek Jain from Sangramgarh in Rajasthan's Bhilwara district. Since 2007, he has been growing organic lemons and guavas on his 30 bigha zameen, which loosely translates to 15 to 17 acres of land. Lemons and limes are two popular citrus fruits that come with a variety of options for culinary, medicinal, and practical applications. Limes are small, round, and green, while lemons are usually larger, oval-shaped, and bright yellow. Nutritionally, they're almost identical and share many of the same potential health benefits. Both fruits are acidic and sour, but lemons tend to be sweeter, while limes have a more bitter flavor. India is the largest producer of limes and lemons in the world, with an estimated production of 3 million tons per annum. All through the year, markets are flush with the fruit, primarily cultivated in states like Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra, Gujarat, Tamil Nadu, and Bihar. The ideal time to plant these fruits is during the monsoon season. In contrast to other cash crops that require high input costs, farmers going organic can earn high returns on the lemon. And Abhishek is just one of them. But he wasn't always keen on being a farmer. After completing his BCom in Ajmer, Abhishek tried his hand at a marble business. But his father's sudden demise shook him out and into the agricultural field. It may have been difficult, but Abhishek was not one to brood. He took over his deceased father's work, tending to the lemon and guava trees, and planting some of his own.
Challenges rahe the. Maine 2008 mein anar ka bagicha lagaya tha.
Before 2014, I wasn't very particular about what I was adding to the soil. I also tried growing pomegranate, but the blind use of chemicals poisoned the plants. Then I decided to go organic and use elements like natural manure and Jeevamrut.
After making this decision, he got better monetary returns. While he has been able to save the variable cost of 2 to 3 lakh rupees that he would have otherwise spent on dousing the soil with what were harmful chemicals, a more remarkable advantage was the improvement in soil quality. What does he mean by variable cost?
Insecticides and pesticides are not a constant cost, because they are bought and used according to the diseases acquired by the plant.
Chemical fertilizer or chemical pesticides.
He's also remained committed to growing lemons, making not just the proverbial lemonade, but also lemon pickle. His family always made lemon pickle at home. But once, he served it to a few guests who cherished it and even asked to take some home. Soon, friends and family began to request the delectable Nimbuka achar, and over the months that followed, he gave away nearly 50 kilos of it.
They all really enjoyed the pickle and encouraged me to produce it commercially, and that I could use social media to popularize it in my online networks and groups. Until then, I was giving it to them for free.
उसके बाद में उन सब ने मुझे एडवाइस दिया कि अभिषेक इतना अच्छा अचार और इतना अच्छा टेस्ट है, हम लोग बाजार में भी पैसा खर्च करके लाते ही हैं, तो क्यों ना तू इसको कमर्शियली शुरू कर ले और सोशल मीडिया के थ्रू अपने जो ग्रुप हैं और अपने जो फैक्टर जुड़े हैं कम से कम उनको तो सप्लाई कर दे।
That was in 2016. He started making the pickle commercially, selling between 500 and 700 kilos every year. Today, a 900 gram bottle is priced at rupees 200, with nominal charges for packing and shipping. While contracted laborers are hired for the plantation and harvest of guavas, he has hired two permanent farmhands who help out with other chores on the field. The process of pickling lemons is mostly handled by the family. This includes his mother and wife. Lemons are available round the year and always in demand. Of course, there are challenges like unforeseen demand supply or bad weather. But for Abhishek,
these issues are part of agricultural life, a part of business, so I don't give them much thought.
But there are a few things that he does think about. Building farmer communities where they support each other with useful information and encouraging city dwellers like me to practice terrace farming.
Urban folks should utilize their terrace and balcony spaces to practice farming and grow simple, everyday vegetables, poison-free, for their families and eat.
He also has two kids, a 6-year-old daughter and a 10-year-old son.
They go to school and are doing well. People think that there is no life in the village, but that's not true. My wife has come from a city like Surat to live with me in the village in Rajasthan. And she's living here very happily, if I may say so myself. There may be some gaps with regard to healthcare, but we find ways to manage. Lemons have changed my life. My average income from 2 acres of lemons is rupees 6 lakhs, with nearly 1 to 1.5 lakh as expenditure.
Average 6 lakh रुपए में मान के चलता हूँ, वैसे ज्यादा होती है सर, लेकिन क्योंकि एक्चुअली लोगों को विश्वास नहीं होता है कि इतना कैसे पॉसिबल हो सकता है।
Clearly, lemons in life can fetch you lakhs of rupees and profits. They also make you healthy. If you've ever cherished weight loss goals, you would have consumed a glass of this miracle drink on an empty stomach, warm water with lemon juice and a teaspoon of honey.
Lemons do have a lot of benefits when we talk about weight loss because, you know, lemons have very few calories.
That's Dr. Archana Batra, a certified nutritionist and dietitian based in Gurugram. Since 2012, she's been educating clients who approach her for different health concerns, losing and gaining weight being the most common ones.
No doubt. Water or maybe lemon water increases the metabolism also. So there are some studies which show that, you know, drinking a glass of lemon water in the morning can kickstart the metabolism and help in losing weight. One lemon has no more than 15 calories and it's an excellent free food also. Now the food that can be included any time during the day, whenever required rather, as a filler.
So if you're reaching for that can of chilled soda with your meals, replace it with a glass of lemon juice. And no, tea or coffee aren't good either.
It's a good idea to consume lemon water along with the iron-rich meat. It helps in improving the absorption of iron from that. So it keeps you hydrated and there are less chances that you get on junk or bad stuff. Because, you know, sometimes our brain is not able to differentiate between the hunger and thirst. We think we are hungry, however, actually we are thirsty. So it is always advised to have a glass of water or maybe lemon-infused water whenever you feel hungry at an unusual time.
But what if you're not looking to lose weight and have other health goals? Well, you should still juice lemons for their benefits. Don't listen to me, take it from the expert.
Since it's a citrus root, no, which is rich in vitamin C and fiber, and vitamin C is a very strong antioxidant. So it definitely has a lot of other benefits also. Lemons also are a good source of potassium, you know, and it helps in flushing out the sodium from the body and helps in decreasing water retention as well. You know, it's good for heart and it helps in reducing cholesterol levels. It helps in lowering the blood pressure. It helps in improving immunity, giving you a glowing skin as well, you know.
Glowing skin is such a selling point, right? But if you still need prodding, Dr. Batra suggests aromatherapy.
Basically, the art of using these pure essential oils, which are extracted from the parts of the plants. And lemon oil is basically extracted from the peel of the fresh lemon. It has been seen to reduce anxiety and depression. Also has been seen to reduce the nausea.
So if you're feeling stressed, dilute a few drops of lemon essential oil and massage it on your body. Or you could smell the fragrance of the king of lemons, Bengal's Gondhoraj Lebu. Often mistaken with its more popular cousin, Kaffir Lime, Gondhoraj likes to rule from behind the curtains. One without an English name or a dedicated Wikipedia profile, this bright green oblong lime, also known as the Rangpur Lime, originates in Sylhet and Chittagong in Bangladesh.
Scarce in juice but not in fragrance, the lebu is cut lengthwise to expose its pale insides, which when properly squished, lets out a few drops of ambrosia, strong enough to waft around the house, inviting all to the dinner table.
That's Ananya Barua, my colleague at The Better India. She's a Bengali whose love for the Gondhoraj is unrivaled.
What's even more endearing is that Gondhoraj can be used to resurrect any dish to its full potential. From its leaves squashed into a shredded mixture of shutki mach or dry fish, to using its zest in fresh or dried form, in kosha mangsho, which is spicy chicken or mutton curry, or bhetki paturi, that's baramundi fish cooked by wrapping it in banana leaf. Gondhoraj gains full marks in versatility. Eastern India's best kept culinary secret, it has been constantly pushing Bengali cuisine to newer heights.
But this culinary love affair with Gondhoraj comes to an end once you cross the borders of Bengal. Because the king of lemons is indeed true to its soil, refusing to grow in any place other than Bengal.
So back in Kolkata at home, we have a plant which grows generously, bearing white flowers in plenty, along with the oblong fruits. But I've tried the same. I've tried to grow it from the seeds in Bengaluru, and I've heard of friends doing so elsewhere, and sadly we all have failed in this.
Despite its rooted relationship with Bengal, its fragrance has never failed to bewitch food connoisseurs in and around the world. Even travelled across the seas to England, creating the unique Rangpur flavoured gin by the famous British brand Tanqueray. You're listening to Bite on This, an A to Z food podcast produced by The Better India. I'm Shruti Singhal. Did you know that lemons were not cultivated as food until the 19th century? It's true, this citrus fruit was an ornamental plant even as it spread around the world. And it was only in the 1800s that lemons were used in cooking and flavoring. And they continue to do so today, more than 200 years later. Sure, vinegars and citrus acid are alternatives, but they're not quite the same thing. And according to the internet, there are tens of reasons to load up on lemons.
Lemon, after it is dried, they can actually powder it and use it as face exfoliator, body exfoliator. Actually, if you boil lemon and put it in a way there is a lot of chance of smell, lemon drives that smell away. It gives you even dried lemon gives you a pleasant smell. You can use it like that also.
That's Vayam Prabha. She works with an organization called Native Circle in Bengaluru. It's an organization that connects producers and consumers.
Lemon has a beautiful quality of getting rid of oil.
Using the juice and peels of lemons or other citric fruits to clean grimy dishes is a popular household hack. Vayam Prabha says that is better than the cleaning products on offer in the aisles of supermarkets?
We started, looking at the contents of the usual toilet cleaners, bathroom cleaners and all. And we were actually horrified to see it has toxic chemicals. In fact, if you mix any Domex or Harpic with bleaching powder, it releases chlorine gas, which is poisonous, which is toxic. So it is not something that you use it as a household item. It should not be, but still we use. That led us to, find a natural alternative.
It's a bioenzyme or a natural cleaner made from peels of citrus fruits.
Bioenzyme is nothing but cultured organisms. So it's alive. So very opposite of what Harpic and Domex is. What those cleaning products claim to kill, our bioenzymes are full of that. Full of friendly microorganisms.
Just as we need to eat prebiotics and probiotics to encourage the growth of good bacteria in our gut, we must also make sure our cleaning products don't strip our homes of friendly bacteria.
They claim, they will kill 99% germs and 1% is left. That's a wrong information that they're giving. You don't have to kill all the bacteria around. That is not being clean. We need some bacteria around. Even in our gut is a house of millions of bacteria. There are some friendly bacteria. There are harmful bacteria also. With harmful bacteria, what happens? Our body, when it comes to contact with those harmful bacteria, our body has a own defense mechanism. And every time it encounters a new bacteria or a virus, it develops a new, program of fighting with it, and it stores that information in your body. But when you grow up in a sterile environment without any, not much bacteria around, not much, infections around, like common cold or diarrhea, those kind of things. If you grow up in a sterile environment, your body does not get a chance to develop its immunity fully. And when you go out, leave your environment that you grew up, you are more prone to sickness, illness. So when you say, you don't want to your child to play around in a dirty environment, you want a sterile environment, you are actually robbing your child of proper immunity development also. So you should know that.
So when we use these products, they're good all around. Clean the surfaces in question, do not harm us, including our kids or pets, and even the water bodies. And they're really easy to make at home.
Currently, we have made bioenzyme with citrus seeds, but it can be made with flowers and kitchen waste. All you need is water, jaggery, and the substance that you are making the bioenzyme with.
So when life gives you lemons, stock up on them. Add them to salads or infuse them in water overnight. Include them in your beauty routine or scrub grimy dishes or surfaces. Or use as a humidifier. Or add with the whites in your laundry. And when you're done squeezing the juice and grating the zest, don't throw away the peels. Use them to make natural cleaners for your home. Stuff that's good for you and the environment. You've been listening to Bite on This, an A to Z food podcast by The Better India. I'm Shruti Singhal. Music and sound effects from YouTube's audio library. If you enjoyed our podcast, do share it with your friends and family. And if you really loved what you heard, then please do drop us a review. Don't forget to subscribe to it. We are on a bunch of platforms including Anchor, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and the Better India website.